beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super, psionics, and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am yours truly, Herr Dr. von Verloc, the masked fiend, the psionic outlaw. Yes, Lord and King of Phantasmic Sciences and the Psionic Arts. You are so blessed to be listening to my program now for my indisputable wisdom and divinity. The words that I speak are alive. Yes, what I say to you tonight is as the golden nose drippings of God, as my old mentor used to say. Well, all right. Seriously, I'm going to talk about desires, manifesting desires, and manifesting what we need. So without further ado, let us begin. You know, when I was a young person, which was, well, it seems quite some time ago, decades have gone by, and while I still have great psionic ability, I remember a time in my youth when this abundant energy would just work for me to manifest whatever I wanted, whatever I desired, whatever I thought I needed. But I was not yet wise as I am now. And so, manifestation and the various enchantments I projected could bring to me all manner of unforeseeable consequences. So I'm going to spare you, hopefully, if you listen to my wisdom tonight, some of those misfortunes and troubles. Well, you'll always have difficulties, but those difficulties can be reduced and managed if you do your psionics right, and if you understand my basic levels of philosophy. Join my club for deep, powerful philosophical and methods of psionics at verloc.club. All right, so I'm going to give you an example of something that goes wrong, and quite frequently. On occasion, oh, at least once every year, thus far, someone comes to me and contacts me, joins my club, and they have trouble with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Or perhaps an ex-spouse. Usually it's a fiancé or something like that. And so what will happen, I will give advice. I will also give methods for how this individual might improve their circumstances and redirect their focus in a direction which will ultimately benefit that person. At first, most people do their utmost best after a little bit of a tug-of-war in the beginning of, you know, me and my client discussing the details back and forth until we reach that conclusion, which is usually the same thing. And that conclusion is often to abandon a relationship with someone who is, without better description, a borderline sociopath. And that seems to be more common today than I ever remember it being before. There seems to be so many incredibly so many psychotic and sociopaths, psychotic people. So, in the beginning, my clients will do their best effort and things go smoothly and they get better. More money starts to flow back into their life. Their health gets better. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Believe me, there's more going on here than, you know, a disorder or mental illness. There's often a paranormal element attached to such people who are suffering, or those folks who happen to be born differently, a disorder such as sociopathy, which is not a mental illness, but per se, it's more of basically the mind or the brain is wired differently. Perhaps even we might even venture so far as to say that the soul of some individuals is so incredibly corrupt that they not only display behavior of mental illness, which is not, it's not even a mental illness, it's something entirely different, I think. They display these behaviors, and at the same time, there's this web of synchronicity, a matrix, like their own personal matrix that they draw you into. You get stuck in their web, and things just go wrong for you. And almost as if that psychotic person doesn't even have to make much effort to make it happen for you. When you're not around, they sleep like a vampire. They don't put the heater on. They thrive in the cold crypt of death and darkness. But when you're around, they pull in your energy and they're filled with life. That's because they're feeding off of you. So in any event, the majority of my clients will do very well following my advice and continued guidance. And I tend to give more time for people who are in these sort of situations, because you're not going to last very long paying for a club membership if your life is tormented by someone constantly dragging you down. So I do the best I can to advise. And what's happened thus far, let's say 2 out of 3 clients, suddenly they're very quiet and I don't hear back from them for a while. And I'll message an update like, how are you doing? Are you following the outline I've given you? No word comes back. Here's the reason why. Often what happens is that person whom I was helping has made a very, very grave error. You guessed it. They went back to that person who was feeding off of them. And when I do finally hear back from these ordinarily would be wonderful people who would ordinarily be vibrant and full of life, options and opportunities, when I do hear back from them, they're utterly destroyed. I had one club member who disappeared a couple years ago. And the last I had heard from him is he had ended up homeless. So there are some things I have to advise right now. When we're talking about desires, manifesting desires, manifesting the things that we need, enchanting things that might benefit us, and also following our passions, there's a word that I want you to take into account and think of considerably. It's a word called compassion. Now, compassion, if I sit and meditate on that word, what I feel is a leaving of myself and flowing into someone else's reality. And that's quite literally what it is. We can have respect and meditate with the cosmic all lives and all life force on this planet and in the universe. But when we narrow down our compassion for another human being, we should be very careful and consider what we are doing, what we are getting ourselves into. Misplacing your compassion can destroy you. There was a man who, despite my best teachings, he had succeeded in earning some certifications and even getting a job, and he picked himself up. Everything was going to go great. And he had gotten out of one relationship with someone who was very abusive, a woman who he was considering to marry, and he loved her daughter as his own daughter. But he also had an abusive mother. He went back to her, and without disclosing the whole situation, basically his mother did something illegal. He tried to stop her, and as it would turn out, ironically, because she was a property owner, his mother, the son was escorted off the property by the police. And now all he was trying to do was trying to keep his mother safe. And so he ended up homeless. And the last time I heard from him was when he contacted me from a hostel and never heard from him again. This happens more often than a lot of us consider. Being a bit more aware, I've walked into medical offices and schools. Sometimes as a patient or as a student, and in the past as an employee in both schools and hospitals. And I can tell you without a doubt that these institutions are highly attractive to people who desire to have power over someone else. Now, psionics is, of course, does lead to that path of having power over someone else, but with some purpose. There is always some purpose in this for benefit. But I'm talking about there are those people, sociopaths, who may not really have a definitive end goal in mind, but rather are acting on instinctive impulses to simply hunt down a prey, torment them, and destroy them. And for them, they likely derive some pleasure stimulated by the brain that's somehow wired wrong. You know, the majority of us don't think as sociopaths or psychotics do. Now, this podcast tonight is not all about psychotic people, but I had to explain what can go wrong if you don't understand the difference between manifesting what you desire and what you need, and then enchanting other people to bend things to your benefit. It's a very good idea to get yourself a journal and then a lot of scratch paper and brainstorm everything that you think you should manifest, and go through a process of scratching out those things that you don't need right now. Now, human beings are not perfect. People will have fetishes, obsessions, and habits or activities that may not be entirely healthy. And I suppose it's okay to allow some things, whether you are a smoker or a drinker, or you enjoy putting your body to the test, doing extreme sports where you happen to be injured a lot, and you know in the future that when you get old, you're going to have a lot of physical problems. Well, you know, that's just part of life. It's okay to allow a few vices. But when we work to manifest something with psionics, we should know the difference between something that is an absolute benefit to us if we need it, and then, of course, if it's simply something that we just desire. You may desire to eat a lot of ice cream, but you may not desire to get very, very fat. Or perhaps you don't want to become diabetic, you know, so you want to cut down on the sugars, whatever it is. You know, consult a medical doctor. Don't ask me. I don't know. Yeah, famous line from Ozzy Osbourne right there. Don't ask me, I don't know. But use your best judgment. And, you know, the thing you can do is always bring it up in your mind. Each time you think you want to use magic to accomplish something or psionics to micromanage your synchronicities or your path in life, always bring up in mind, is it to my benefit? Do I absolutely really need it right now? Or is this just, you know, is it an entree in life? Is this just candy on the side? You know, and can I afford to have this little extra something? Is it going to cause me trouble? Use your dowsing. Download my package, Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure, a multimedia package that'll help you get started in dowsing. It's probably, it is the most useful skill you will ever develop in psionics is dowsing. I mean, it's nice to sit there and do remote viewing or influence other people's minds, but dowsing saves you a lot of trouble in the long run because you can access raw information and interpret that raw information correctly. Yeah, so manifesting passions and desires. Here's a mistake I made when I was very young. I was playing around with a sigil. I think it was the sigil of Gomery. And I needed women when I was young. Oh, yes. Gotta have them. Well, sometimes too much of a good thing isn't really a good thing. You may desire all the women in the office at your place of work to find you attractive, but think of how that might really disrupt your concentration. Also, there's the tendency of people to fight over, things can just go awry really fast. There are methods for attracting someone whom you might find more enjoyable in the long term of a relationship. And for that, I would recommend downloading Romancing the Miraculous Prayer Board, my audiobook. And if you don't have a prayer board, you can purchase my prayer board combo that comes with a printed paperback manual that has just about everything you could possibly need on the methods for working with a prayer board. I remember someone recently submitted a ticket on my contact page asking me could the Miraculous Prayer Board be used for harmful operations. Well, it could, and there are ways to tweak it so that you can, but the design isn't intended for that. So it's sort of like trying to let's put this in the reverse perspective. What if you had a gun and you were trying to turn your gun into a bong? You know, you can do it, but it's not the intrinsic value attributed to that instrument. So there are other instruments that you would use for performing offensive operations. So I think I've actually explained that before in my blogs and podcasts, so listen carefully. Pay attention. Do some reading. Watch my videos. I'm not just spitting hot air here. Do listen. All right, so in any event, manifesting what you desire is entirely possible. And I've done it many times. Sometimes even when you do get something that you desire, it will take some work smoothing out the cracks in a relationship. For example, I wanted to attract to me someone who might help me produce a product and do some business. And yeah, that manifested. But you know, there's always a little bit of a bumpy ride, maybe for the first couple of years, and then things smooth out and relationships get better, but only if you're willing to stick with it. I mean, a lot of people give up. A lot of people give up. So mastering yourself, having a little bit of understanding for other people, and, you know, other people have problems too, you know. It isn't just all about me. It's not all about you. We have to also give other people room to breathe and to occasionally throw their tantrums and, you know, wait for them to calm down or come to their senses, you know. And eventually people do if you give them time. They'll come to their senses and go, oh, well, hey, you know, Tom's not such a bad guy. He's actually stuck around. He's been a pretty good friend, you know, or he's pretty reliable. You know, he does what he says he's going to do. And, you know, it grows on you, you know. So relationships are really a key to many of the things we want in life. And we have to be willing to work at those relationships. It doesn't just happen day one. Everything goes really great, and then usually things go south for a little while. It's a bumpy ride. Life is a bumpy ride. That's why we have fantastic facilitators who can, these are spirit entities that you can create, summon, and project into the future, who go into the future and smooth out your road of life to help you accomplish facilitating good things in general. I have an audiobook for that. It's called Fantastic Facilitators. What a coincidence. And you can download that audiobook and enjoy creating your own facilitator spirits with nothing more than a pair of earbuds, a flashlight, and a straight back armchair. And because you'll be creating these spirits psionically, there's no need to worry about anything weird or evil coming through by the more, you know, traditional rituals where something hears what you're saying and it comes in. Now, it doesn't happen like that with psionics. It's pretty straightforward. Things just either work or they don't. And when they do work, they work the way that you want them to work. That is the whole point of psionics. Is it simply better than all other methods? And it's certainly a lot easier than traditional, expensive, hoodoo-type rituals. But the training of transitioning from traditional to technical takes a bit of character adjustment, the right attitude, and learning how to condition your mind to accept techno-magic, to accept psionics. And I can help you with that getting started when you join my club at verloc.club. That's VRILOCK.club. And together we will keep the magic high. Wrapping up tonight's podcast. I wish I could stay here and talk to you all night, but I really gotta go. You know, old Air Doctor von Verloc is always busy working on global projects to make the world a better place and to achieve my ultimate dream of a better and greater psionic brotherhood and the ultimate laboratory for Dr. Verloc and team. But wrapping up things tonight, I'm just going to say to you this. When you decide to manifest something, please write it down and write down the reasons why you think you want it and write down the reasons why you think you need it. And then if you have a question, go to my contact page at verloc.com/contact and ask me which of my products, my reading materials or my audiobooks or my club would better help you achieve your goals. I will answer you at my earliest convenience. So, thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight, and until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.